This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hope you have good plans for the weekend. Mike said this rain's going to stop. We're not meteorologists, although sometimes we play them on the radio.
David Chanley's listening right now. Hey, Dave.
All right. I'm just sick of the rain. I mean, I know it's not you guys. It's not your fault. But it's like, again, forecast, rain. Mike mentioned we were coming to work over here at Twin Peaks today, and it was just, I don't know if I'm going to make it. It was just raining like crazy. And finally, this thing's going to blow out. Looks like it clears out the rest of the day, and then tomorrow will be nice in the weekend. So hope you guys get out. We're out here at Twin Peaks, by the way. Ice cold brew. Stop by. We'll be here until 6. A lot of our listeners just hanging out, kicking it. Talking about the Braves, by the way. I know you said you got tickets for Sunday.
Sunday, man, yeah.
Red Sox in town.
Come on, nerd. We'll do some shots.
We stopped our skid last night in that day-night doubleheader, which was good. But, man, we got to put something together.
Well, that's
here.
Just it. I mean, everybody made such a big hullabaloo about getting over to 500 because we've seen it. You know, no one had ever started 0-7 and gotten – I think we were the second fastest to that mark.
Yes.
You had to go back to, like, you know, the pre-World War II or something. But, yeah, now, unfortunately, we're 3 games under. Get the Red Sox. The Red Sox are 4 games under 500. They're scuffling themselves.
They are.
They've had issues with pitching. They've had issues with injuries. They've had drama with Devers and everything else. So we'll see. I mean, I certainly think you could sweep the Red Sox. Not an impossibility. But just hoping that, you know, it's like almost like not it was a panacea, but to some Braves fans, Ronald will show up and Strider will get back and all will be well. And then Smith-Shawver goes out. You know, we were just talking about, you know, Bryce Elder. Bryce Elder will be forced back into service. And that's why, guys, if you listen to Carl and I think I'm not speaking for you, but if I get something wrong or, as you say, what's your phrase? We go with what we know.
Yes.
Elder was struggling. Elder went backwards in that All-Star season. I thought he looked really good and had some really solid outings this most recent go in the show. And now he's back. He will have to be. And hopefully he can deliver the goods. But don't you think still that AA is going to have to do some shopping at the deadline?
I do. And, Mike, it's funny because, you know, you don't feel like you ever have a perfect team, but you feel like you have a foundation for a team that can compete and certainly one that might, you know, do some damage in the playoffs. It's easy to compare ourselves to the Dodgers. We're not. You could say the Mets, they spent more money than us. We're not.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that once you get to a point in the playoffs, if we get there, that in a series, Mike, you've got to be able to find some ways to win. And the thing for me right now with the Braves, the way they're going, and we, by the way, we went to Boston. We won two of the three games in Boston back in May. We've had good luck in interleague games against this team. But for me, right now, I just don't feel like offensively, consistently, night in and night out, as comfortable as I did the last few years. And I know every year is different. I talk about it. Like, everybody wants to go back to the World Series year. It's never going to be that, guys. We're never going to – you can't relive that. Every year is different. So how does AA turn this year and this offense into – as productive as it can be, and more importantly, how do you add to it? Because I got to tell you, we can talk about this pitching in the bullpen all we want, I mean, we've been scuffling, again, because of our offense. The reason why last night was so fun is because we scored stinking runs.
Right, and you knew Chris Sale was going to be on cruise control. He's dialed in. Our buddy over here is doing some social media work for the Braves post-game. So our man has to watch 9 innings of baseball every single day. Special place in heaven for him. But anyway, so talking about, you know, just what we are. We're just not a good hitting team. You know, and look, I'm done with the analytics argument. Carl has gotten the biggest kick out of this.
It's been great.
I mean, 3 days, 72 hours of nonstop. It's like, I mean, it's like almost I went on Twitter and said, there is no God. I mean, I would have probably gotten less heat. I mean, this analytics thing is a cult. But regardless, Olsen's got to be better. You know, I get it. OPS, you know, if you walk and you whatever, the strikeout thing, the launch angle and everything else, exit velo. Just give me some results. I don't care how we get there. Money Harris has got to hit better. Matt Olson's got to be more consistent. You know, Albies is certainly trending the right way with the hit streak. That's great. You know, I don't have any hopes for Profar? Who can even tell what Profar is going to be when he gets here, right?
No, I don't.
And with the suspension, I don't even know when he can start doing like the rehab and start to work in the minors.
Yeah, look, that's
you're going to have to add another position player.
Well, it's an interesting case study because how much do you rely on him, or is he just going to be a platoon guy? Seriously, right. Knowing that you can't use him
right.
When you probably need him most in the playoffs, if, again, we get there. I have no idea what Profar is going to bring. And to be honest with you, I'm not going to kill a guy. He did what he did. He's paying the price.
Right.
It hurt our team because, again, does this lineup look differently, you know, with him in it? Yeah. If he did what he did for San Diego last year, it does.
280 and knocking a bunch of RBIs, hell yeah. The other thing is, you know, and you said this just now about if it's not the pitching, it's the hitting. You know, we always talk about the Falcons, complimentary football, the defense, front and back working together. And then all of a sudden, Austin Riley now is a butcher at third base. Makes a great play the other night, and all of a sudden there's another. And immediately I saw the memes, oh, is the grounds crew in Philly to blame?
Right.
I was like, here we go.
Right.
So, I mean, that kind of came out of left field.
Braves win last night 9-3. And speaking of guys, Mike is mentioning or Olson. Guys, his OPS is .799. That's slugging and on base. It's not good. Okay, not for what we are expecting from a guy that's got 45 right. to 50 home run potential and certainly 110, 120 RBI guy. That's not good, especially at this point in the season. And by the way, for those of you who are saying, well, we got plenty of time, we're a third through the season, okay? I know it's a lot of games, but right. we're a third way through. Kind of get a sense of what this team is. And then I always tell you, my mark is July because it always was when I was covering baseball. You talk to managers, well, I'll see where we are, Dukes, in July. July 1st weekend, we'll see. Okay, well, July rolls around, right. And if we're still 8.5 or 9 game out, guys, this is what we are. This is what we're up against.
See, the thing is, and something you and I talked about earlier in the week, when I've been having this analytics World War III over Matt, it started with Matt Olson. Basically, I said, you know, Matt Olson's been terrible. He's been unclutched, and this guy came back. He had 2 tremendous exit velocity hits. They were right at someone. And I said,
nerd!
And I basically said, shut up, nerd. And I said, I mean, who gives a blank? You know, an out is a friggin' out. You know, when you're struggling, go the other way. See, I don't even think these guys realize when I say go with a pitch, what that even means, right? But anyway, but the point I'm getting to, bring it back to Matt Olson, 2023, everybody was, they want to extrapolate his career, and they include 23. 23 is the aberration.
Yeah.
This Braves team is never, ever going to hit like they did in 23. They didn't last year, and they're not doing it this year.
By the way, lineup's out. Ronald Acuna leading off. Hey, how about that? Ozzy, Ozuna, Matt Olson, Riley, Verdugo in left field. Sean Murphy, Michael Harris, Luke Williams at shortstop. Grant Holmes on the hill. More on the Braves coming up with Grant McCauley.
Baldwin was hot. Now, he's not every day, so how can he get hot, Carl, if he's not hitting?
You got to play him every day, man. You know where I'm at on this.
I'm down on Snit, too, right now.
As you should be. I feel like he's it's unfair to say asleep. I feel like he's not giving the proper response to get guys engaged.
Right.
And I heard somebody on our radio station today say, what do you want him to do? I mean, what do you want him to do? Yell at guys?
Well,
you have to give a proper response
right.
to certain situations. And turning over tables and kicking doors, that's not what I'm talking about. But, Mike, there has to be consequences. You know what consequences are in baseball? Sit your ass on the bench.
Right.
I'm playing somebody else. That gets guys' attention. I don't think Snit does enough of that.
No.
I don't think he doesn't. And so when you say you're feeling some kind of way right now, that's why I'm feeling that, because I know there should be more consequences. You just don't roll a guy out because, well, Snit, and I love the dude. I really do. He's been unbelievable. But because a guy's making $100 million doesn't mean that you can't sit him And like, hey, I'm not afraid to sit guys who are supposed to be our best players.
And again, I don't want to oversimplify it, but you know, when you lose some of the elements we've lost, Ron Washington's out there in D.C. I'm sorry, out in L.A. But you know, you see the series going back to D.C., going back to what we've seen the last few weeks with Austin Riley. It's like Wash would be the guy that would get him right. You know, when you're struggling with some, because fielding, I know it's different than hitting, no blank Sherlock, but Wash was always a guy to work with him on the fundamentals. When a guy was scuffling, if Ozzie was struggling or Arcia was struggling, Wash would be doing that extra work with him.
Yeah.
You know, that was part of the MO. So, you know, it's just, there's elements that have been stripped away from Freddie Freeman to the coaching staff, et cetera. So we'll see. But I'm with you. I always defend Snit, especially because 21, he pushed all the right buttons.
He did everything.
But it's been weird. It's just been downhill. And, and look, he has to deal with 3/5 of a starting pitching rotation, tons of injuries, but I don't think he's had his fastball a lot this year.
All right, more on the Braves coming up. It's Dukes and Bill. You guys can chime in on that because I don't know how you feel about that. And listen, when you win a World Series and you've been as good as Brian Snicker has been, and he's likable, let's be honest, we give him a break. But when your team has all these guys you've paid and invested in, and now it's just like lackadaisical, at some point you got to wake guys up. And that's my issue right now with kind of the way things have gone. And I also think this, Mike, I think Snit, he feels like guys are playing hard and, you know, they're doing the job.
Right.
Earlier this season, it wasn't the incident. It was Snit's non-attention to it with Kelnick.
Right.
It wasn't the incident. Everybody wanted to make it about the incident. It was the fact that he was like, what did you expect me to do? What?
Well, and then if you take it back, and then look, Acuna has taken the high road, apologized, kissed the ring, all that stuff. But as I said to you earlier in the week, it still doesn't remove or diminish the point that they've never protected him. They've always treated Acuna, I got to be honest, not like a superstar. No, I get it. You got to earn it when you're coming up. But I just felt like going all the way back to those. We talked about the Marlins
and
the Cardinals. He's been
treated like a stepchild.
You just treat him like the red-haired stepchild.
He has been.
You know, and to me, it just irks me because Kelnick is a bum. Is he here?
No.
No. But you know, but there's a double standard, and I know that some guys, some Braves fans, you guys make it into a mountain out of a molehill. You don't treat your star one way and then treat a bum the other way. I mean, to me, it was jive.
Did you say bum?
Yes, and so I just think that Ronald kind of, in my mind, bent over backwards in that scenario.
All right, that's where we are.
Sorry, we just blew through the dogs crapping on the Braves.
But you know what? We'll get to that.
Yeah, yes,
well, we'll get to that, but that's where we are because this is another big series, and we don't need to wet the bed. Look.
And I spent good freaking money on Sunday's tickets, and I expect big-time results.
Where are you at? Where are you at, by the way?
I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
I'm front row.
Front row. You must be in the front row.
Second section.
Oh, okay.
No. Over the, like, you know where the aisle is? I've been front row over the aisle behind.
Oh.
So the rich people sitting behind the dugout.
Are you lower
first
pole?
100 section. Hold on.
That's big.
Right,
that's big money.
I don't play, man. You know me.
That's big money right there.
Hold on. Because any of you nerds want to talk more about analytics.
Don't say that. They'll have your attention the entire game.
Talk to my cousin. He'll punch you in the head. Anyway, I'm in. Blah, 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 blah. Come on. Let's go. Come on, stupid.
Does it have two letters by? Because those are the big money tickets.
No.
When it says section 103, KKD6, those are the big money tickets.
I'm in section 116.
Okay.
Row one. I don't want. So when I boo the umpire, I don't need five people turn around and look at me like I'm from planet Mars.
He'll be able to hear you down there.
Some of you Braves fans, get off your ass. Let's show some emotion on Sunday.
Let's go.
Because I bring the heat when I come in.
Yeah.
As Homer Simpson said, I've earned the right to get embarrassingly drunk and scream things.
Well, you know what? I hope you do that.
Damn right.
I hope you do that. All right, that's Sunday. Series starts tonight. We're going to talk with Grant Moore about it. We'll come back. We're going to talk about the Dogs. By the way, they've got the number 4 corner in the country looking at the Dogs. You say, well, that's normal. Is it when it's Minka Fitzpatrick's brother?
Oh, hello.
We'll talk about that coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Enjoying visiting with our listeners, hanging out. My man was just showing me that I'm on a boat. He was on a sailboat at Martha's Vineyard.
Right.
And they let him take control. You are the captain now.
I'm the captain now.
He's driving the boat, and I'm like, dude, that looks so cool. And I'm like, he's got this big coat on. I'm like, was it cold? He was like, man, it was so cold. I was out there crying.
Oh, yeah. Summer don't so start cold. Up there until August, man. Oh. I mean, it's cold.
Well, on the water, no. it's cold.
In all seriousness, end of June. I mean, yes. Memorial Day. I remember doing promotions, you know, on East End of Long Island. Same thing, Carl. It's like, hey, everybody, welcome to Summer's Beach Club. Everybody's got like 2 sweatshirts on. I mean, it's just, but where I saw the video of that, that's impressive. You're quite the, you're quite nautical.
Yeah, I was just asking my man, like, you know.
You are Captain Cocktail.
I am the captain now. We were talking about, I can't wait to wear it.
You just can't wear that Captain Cocktail hat if there's going to be, like, Coast Guard or Marine Patrol.
Oh, that's true.
Because it's almost like you're just basically saying, come on, breathalyze
yes,
me.
Yes, they will.
Yeah, right, that's it.
Pull your vehicle over.
Come on, man, I'm on the water.
You know, but, so you're out of the channel. No, you're out of the channel.
Exactly. I will say this, though. The guys who I've seen get taken down by the patrol, there's nothing more embarrassing. I mean, like, you're on a boat. You're
going to jail. Your wife's got to grab one of your flip-flops that fell off. They're putting you on the boat.
It's the worst.
And there's always, you know what I've seen it always happen is a Cocktail Cove at Lake Lanier.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm fine. I'm fine.
I was asking,
sir, your boat is on the rocks here. On the guys on the putting green are looking right now at your engine.
Oh, no doubt. Tinker, he's a big fisherman, so we were talking about fishing, and then he was telling me a story about Randy Mack, apparently, who was talking about, you know, being on a boat. He don't want to be on a boat that's moving. And then I guess he was on a boat that was moving. So, nevertheless, guys, we're here at Twin Peaks having a good time. Coming up, Mike's got Guy Talk. No Steve Coonan. He is out this week.
Yes, I'm trying to find us another executive who will bring home the bacon and get us out of the play-in rut.
That's Mike Steve.
We're going to stop this insanity, and we will get into an apron of luxury tax.
An apron of luxury?
Well, more like a ribbon.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't see that happening.
More like a thread.
Hey, and by the way, we didn't mention this, but we need to, because before we get to talking about college football, Shams says that he feels like this is his report. It's going to be the craziest NBA offseason ever. Okay. When he says that, does that include us? Does that include us doing something bold?
Well, the guys that I want, Naz Reid's already said, we talked about this morning, Naz Reid is going to stay in Minnesota.
That's what he said.
And so that's a guy that I had on my short list. If Miles Turner doesn't opt out, you know, then you can't get him. Or I should say re-signs in Indianapolis. He'll be out there. I'd like to get some size in the front court. I mean, no, we're not going to go for LeBron or Kyrie or James Harden.
No, no,
you know what I mean?
No.
We're not going for DeMar DeRozan.
No.
We need size in the front court, and that's also about – it's probably more for us about trades than free agency. Would you agree with me for the Hawks? Maybe one free agent, but more about trades than free agency?
Yes, and the other
and
thing –
and trading draft picks. Not
correct.
We're not trading Jalen Johnson. We're not going to trade Dyson Daniels. You know, and then everybody else is negotiable.
Yeah, that's the thing, Mike. I think what I'd like to see, I shouldn't say I don't care about the draft.
Right.
We know who's going number one to the Mavs. But when it comes to our picks, I'm not interested in picking a guy at 13 or 15 or 18, Mike, and hearing how he's going to develop in the G League and help us in 4 years. I want to win now. And what I mean is, I take the picks that we have, whoever's running the show, all right? And let's package that with going to get a vet who can help us right now.
Right.
Mike, I'm not saying an old guy. I'm saying somebody that still can play for us. That was the thing about what Travis Schlink did. He went and got vets that could still help you, which is why we made that run
right.
in 21. And that's what I'd like to see him do, to your point about whether it's a big, another shooter, whatever they feel. That let's not go draft three guys and then hear about how, you know, we'll see them in 4 years.
Right, but if you're thinking, I mean, do you as a whoever's going to be calling the shots, right? Anse, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I said. Whoever's doing.
But I mean, do you feel you have to kind of feel and think strategically that Trey might opt out? Do you have to
Absolutely.
Show him that you got? Because there's the risk. I mean, for instance, you'd have to get in the luxury tax to get Julius Randle.
Okay,
that's a nice fit for us. You trade Okongwu, by the way. I know you like Okongwu.
I do,
but I would probably move off of that. And then try to get another wing. There's other, you know, other pieces you could bring in. I've always said to Carl, he always laughs, give me some Eastern European with one eyebrow and no vowels in his name, and that'll be your center, and let's go to work. And then hope that Jalen Johnson stays healthy.
Yeah, Jalen, look, all these young guys are going to get better. And by the way, Zachary Richache may take a huge jump next year. Like, we're just kind of, you know, talking around him as if, like, well, he was okay. He was all NBA rookie team, and rightfully so.
Right.
I think he's a guy that jumps from maybe, I don't know, 12, 13 points a game, Mike, to maybe 18, 19. More shots opened up for him with DeAndre Hunter's trade. And then
right.
they said, we need you to be more. You need to go do more. And I think he could take a big jump next year. Anyways, that Shams report is interesting because if it is going to be the craziest NBA offseason, I hope it includes us.
It's got to. I mean, all right, let me throw a name at you. Don't laugh. But after we do our – if we're going to shop like with a Groupon, like Alex, once we do our moves, would you be cool with a guy like Brooks Lopez?
Interesting.
Brooks. You know, in the front court? I mean, I know it's not
– It's not sexy.
But
yes.
it serves a purpose.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? And I don't know what the number's going to look like.
Yeah. Well, look, if you think Okongwu is going to be –
Guy made $23 million this year.
Oh, I know. If you think Okongwu is going to be your guy at the four, we need a legitimate five. And by the way, we're talking as if Clint Capela is still not on this team.
Right. And, oh, by the way, if we got any money for a glue guy, I'll say it. I know you laugh every time. Crazy ass.
Oh, Bobby Portis?
That's the kind of guy that helps you in a postseason or helps you get to the postseason.
Yeah.
I know he drives people crazy, but I need some loco.
I need some loco. Yeah, saying. Crazy eyes, man. That Milwaukee team's going to look completely different. It's just interesting. We got
but of course,
time
Giannis,
to chop it up.
But
that's the price.
And I just think, you know, again, if we talk to the general, whoever the general manager is, or it continues to be as present case, did you guys make an effort to try to talk to Giannis? I just think you've got to put your hat in the ring with Giannis. If you don't, you're doing a disservice to your fan base.
Yeah.
Well, how can you look at your fan base and say one of the greatest free agents, a young guy in his prime who wants out, with Trey would be a hell of a combination. Owner's going to have to spend for that. You'd be packing the house. It'd be dynamic. You at least make a play. You get outbid, but you got to be in there, don't
no,
you?
No, no. Look, Mike.
Or is it just a fantasy and it's a waste of time?
Not at all. Not at all. Look, if you put, hypothetically, Hawks fans, if you put Giannis on this team, we're a top three seed. Everybody healthy, we're a top three seed.
Right.
And you keep
the worker bees like Caris LeVert.
Absolutely.
And you keep your bench in place. You know it's going to work.
I know that sounds crazy because they're like, yeah, whatever. You add Giannis, who's, again, one of the best defenders in the league, and Dyson Daniels, and now you've added to your scoring and your rebounding.
And now it's a completely different game. And now Trey's back in the national eye. You see the magnificent play.
Completely different.
And now he's on the Olympic team.
Yeah, and by the way, when you need your big guy to go get you a bucket, he's that dude.
Right.
Oh, Jalen, you can go to the corner. If I need you, I'll hit you.
Right.
That's the dude, right? I mean, like, that's the difference. All right, I know we've been
– But I mean, I know that immediately our listeners – right, a guy, I can see it right now. I can close my eyes, not if you're driving, but I can see guys in their cars shaking their head going, you know Mike and Carl, that ain't never going to happen. I'm just saying –
See, but that's the problem.
You've got to be in the mix.
But that's the problem in our town, man. We got to stop saying never.
Yes.
We got to stop saying that ain't never going to happen. That bugs the hell out of me. Like, every time I hear a Falcon fan say that or a Braves fan –
It's like, a loser mentality.
It is.
That ain't never going to happen.
Why?
Right.
Why not? So
– All you can do is make the phone call.
That's – yeah. We'll see where it goes. All right, man. I know we got to – We got to run here. I was just going to mention, Mike, the number four corner in the nation, the brother Micah Fitzpatrick, has UGA in his top five. We'll see if he selects UGA. We talked about Greg Sankey.
Is he a 2026 class?
Yes.
Okay.
The fallout from Greg Sankey, it's not as if he's a hated guy, at least not right now because nothing's changed. But he's the guy that's putting all these ideas about where he thinks the SEC and college football should be headed. And so because of that, you have a lot of resentment from other conferences and certainly, you know, the 136 FBS schools who are not involved in this conversation when you say Big Ten or SEC. But Sankey's he's going to be in the forefront of this. And if you're going to see things take place over the next few years, especially once this lawsuit gets solved and the coaches know where this is going, he's going to be the guy that I think is going to be making all the noise. All right,
Mike. And I was joking around with Carl earlier. I said, so is Greg Sankey Darth Vader? I guess Sankey technically is Palpatine. Petiti from the Big Ten would be Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Because everyone sees this axis of evil between the SEC and the Big Ten, like Pac-Man gobbling up everything else.
It really is. All right, man, what's coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, Peyton Manning. Everyone loves Peyton, one of the most beloved American sports figures. You figure Peyton plays a lot of golf, right?
I would think.
You figure if he's playing at, you know, Muirfield Village with Scottie Scheffler, he's not going to hit a house, right?
I would think Peyton could drive the heck out of the ball.
Well, we'll tell you what happened there. Also on the way, a man who is part of the Barksdale organization on the wire survived 6 years in the Charm City. Nearly got taken out by a tornado in Henry County. We'll explain what happened. Son got hurt. We'll talk about it coming up. It's Guy Talk live from Twin Peaks in Canada.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This off. Yeah, boy, it's a Friday. TGIF, man. Sun's out, looks like, up here in Kennesaw. We had some tsunamis rolling through Metro Atlanta. Looks like the storm system, as we check our Dukes and Bell Super Doppler, looks like it's out of the way, and we should have some great weather for the weekend. Braves fans shouldn't have any concerns tonight down at Truist Park. And then over the weekend, as we said, with the Red Sox in town. Hey, man, but we did have some funky weather roll through, and I saw this story. Actor from The Wire, Trey Chaney. Now, if you don't know who Trey Chaney, he's been in a million TV shows and movies, but he played Poot Carr. Remember Poot Carr, the Barksdale organization?
Yeah, Wire.
He was one of the guys. He actually survived. I want to say he got shot three times on that show.
I think so.
But actor of The Wire, as he said in an interview, I think it was with Channel 2, "This ish ain't no movie," said Trey Chaney. He said in an Instagram video, unfortunately, his house in Locust Grove just got destroyed, just crumpled up by that tornado that whipped through parts of Henry County.
Wow.
Chaney said he was knocked unconscious, and he and his son were basically thrown out of the house around 3 p.m. Thursday, leaving him with face in the mud, parts of the house on top of him. So my son was thrown 300 feet out of his room. Neighbors helped find the teen in the woods behind the house. He says, "Thank God I'm still living. I survived the tornado." My son, he survived. Meanwhile, the kid is in ICU. Several broken ribs, fractured bone in his face. So, I mean, I know where I live on the south side, anywhere you live in our listening audience, tornadoes are a part of the summer. But, man, that to me, that's the scariest darn thing, especially when it happened. Now, this was in the afternoon. But when you're at night and you're not paying attention to your phone,
right,
or the updates. So, and I know that our buddies, whether it's Channel 2 or our friends at Fox 5, you know, doing those updates where it's like amazing. The technology literally gets down to a street corner and they tell you where that tornado is.
Yeah, and to get to safety. Yeah, it's great, man.
But
it's scary, though, at night especially.
But he's on social media. You can hit him out. But tornado's path just about a half a mile from the track of another twister back in April, according to WSB's weather.
Mm.
So it's just kind of weird how there's, you know, when you ever drive down south of Florida on 75,
uh-huh,
and there's that patch when you get south of the track,
you see
where the tornado would come through,
and the trees are stripped.
I mean, it's eerie. You know, the Mother Nature, man. Hey, we talked earlier about this. Tease the story. Let me give you the payoff. Peyton Manning was on the tee with Scotty Scheffler, and I guess it's at Muirfield Village in Ohio. I guess Jack Nicklaus's tournament.
Ohio, yeah.
And I don't know if this was a practice round or how, I'm not sure what the background is on this. We had the audio, but it just doesn't play or translate to radio. But basically, Peyton Manning tees off and just absolutely slices the ball. And you hear like the crash on somebody's roof, whether it was a ceramic tile or whatever it was. And Scotty Scheffler is with him in the group, and everybody just starts laughing uncontrollably.
That's great. Because you don't expect that from these guys. Like, we talk about it. Like, when you play with usually professional athletes, and it doesn't matter what their sport is, my experience is baseball players have a lot of golf game. But there's some football guys. It just depends. But you expect
most quarterbacks are really good.
Well, you expect them to be able to hit the ball.
Like our buddy Dave Archer. I mean, those guys, man, he can rake it, man. But, yeah, if you want to Google it, there's a lot of video out there. It was the Workday Golden Bear Pro-Am. So, yes, it was up there at Muirfield Village in Dublin outside Columbus. Amongst those playing, Nick Saban's up there.
Okay.
Peyton is up there. A lot of college football and basketball players, Larry Fitzgerald, Steph Curry, Alex Smith, Rob Lowe's up there as well. Rob's a good golfer. But it's pretty darn funny because the video, you know, you're trying to be cool when your playing partner makes a big mistake, but these guys don't even waste. They just immediately jump right in and start cracking up.
Because it's funny as hell.
And the look on Peyton's face is just kind of priceless, too.
Oh, I wish. I'm going to have to see the video. I am. I haven't seen it. But
and Peyton goes, four.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not Omaha. It's four. And you literally hear, bang. The worst, I know you may have one that can beat me on this. The funniest tee shot that I've ever experienced, it was years ago. My buddy Aki, you've met Aki. And he's the guy that one day we were playing the Frog in Villa Rica. And one of the kids out there mistook him for Charles Barkley. And he did a fake Charles Barkley signature on a
basketball. He signed as him?
Yeah, because we were coming around. And the kids thought it was Barkley. Because we were smoking cigars. We looked like big shots. Mm-hmm. And the kids come over and go, hey, man, don't mess with Charles, man. So when we came around, these kids were waiting for us at the next tee box with a basketball. So Akie actually looked up on his phone to see what Charles Barkley's signature looked like. Tried to duplicate it.
That's crazy.
But the reason I mentioned Akie, we're playing Bears best on the back nine. And he literally hit a shot. I mean, the exit velocity was probably pretty good, Carl. I mean, we're talking a 90-degree shot off the tee. It defied the laws of physics. The ball might have gone backwards to probably hit a house where no one ever thought in a million years a house would hit by a golf ball.
So what, he turned his body and the ball went sideways?
It was like a duck, atomic duck hook, like straight left, like right off the tee.
That's nuts.
I mean, and the guy's like, and the guy's out there going, really? Really?
Well, look, there's nothing worse than somebody teeing it up. And I've seen these videos, and you guys may have too, where you see a guy tee it up, he backs off, he looks at it, tees it up, gets in his stance, you think he's about to hit, backs off of it, looks at it, tees it up. And you're like, come on, man. Like, you're taking all day. And then all of a sudden, he tees it up. You're like, okay, this is when he's about to crush this thing. And then, ching, he hits it 3 feet. And you're like, all of that, you had me, you know, for six right. minutes trying to line this thing up. So, yeah, man, there is nothing off the tee that you can clown a guy about more than something like that. Because they're like, yeah, I'm about to hit this real far. Back off, look at it, right. Tee it back up. It's the worst.
I don't want to put somebody's business on the street, but since you broached the subject and he's no longer with our organization.
Who?
Would you say that Eugene is a bit pedantic on the tee?
What's up, Eugene? He works for the Braves now, man. He's our dude. But
Eugene
yes.
is one yes. slow-ass golfer, man.
Yeah, I agree. Right. You had to bring that up.
We were playing East Lake. They do the media invitational to get you ready for the tour championship. And, yeah, we're playing. Oh. And we're like, we're making the turn. And he runs out to his car. I got to change my shoes. I'm like, ain't going to help, man.
It's not the shoes.
I'm sorry. I know we're taking it inside, but yeah, he's a very, very, very.
That made me laugh. No.
Very, very slow golfer out there. Hey, man. So the Grateful Dead is in residency at the Sphere.
Are they alive?
And well, I tell you what, man. They're packing them in. I had a couple of our buddies have been to the show.
Yeah.
John Mayer's playing with the Dead End Friends.
Okay.
Because Jerry Garcia has since shuffled off this Mortal Coil.
Well, I meant the rest of the band.
Yeah, but. Bob Ware is still there. Jerry Garcia, there's a story out there from the San Francisco Chronicle. It's called a new book from a guy named Len Del Amico, Friend of the Devil, My Wild Ride with Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead. He was basically one of their visual artists who did all the crazy background stuff and all the different imagery you'd see with the Dead on tour, part of their stage presentation. So he was with the band for 11 years, 1980 to 91. One thing that came out, because again, I mean, who's going to read this freaking book? Well, some deadheads will. But you got to throw some out there to maybe get people going, really? He maintains that one time a big loyal Deadhead fan invited Jerry Garcia to a private screening in a drive-in movie theater in Southern California, just him by himself. Mm. And whoever wants to come in, because Jerry loved the movies, and went to watch a flick. And when they got to see Lawrence, he's going to screen Lawrence of Arabia on a drive-in movie theater just for Jerry Garcia. So his buddy tags along. And so he goes, hey, man, I got some pillows in the trunk. Make it more comfortable. And he opens the trunk, and the guy's like, whoa, Jerry's got like two AK-47s with double clips loaded and ready to go.
Really?
In the trunk. That's the most un-Jerry Garcia thing I could think of.
That is a crazy story.
I mean, like Ringo would say, peace and love, you know. So, no, in the book, he mentions this happened in San Rafael, wherever I said Southern California, maybe near San Francisco. But so in Northern California, 1989. And he goes, Jerry, I don't mean to break the mood, but, like, what's the deal? And he goes, yeah, man, security said they're going to ban these in California, so I figure I probably should get some.
Now, that's funny.
And I was like, of all the guys in the world that have an AK-47, I would have Jerry Garcia at the very bottom of my list.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that. But, Mike, right. You know, those crazy stories, like, you know, actors or entertainers, like, they rented out Disney. You hear crazy stuff like that all the time.
Right.
I would love to have been a fly on the wall for that conversation because I'm not interested in the book. I'm not a deadhead. You know our buddy, though, Bill Walton was. Bill loved the Grateful Dead.
It's not like – and I've talked about the Grateful Dead. I'm a heavy metal guy.
Yeah,
Matter of fact, I got to tell Tinker, have you heard Smith Kotsen? It's Adrian Smith from Iron Maiden with Richie Kotsen. It's for you heavy metal guys out there. That's what I'm rocking to today. But, no, nothing against the Dead. It's just I never vibed it because I never smoked that much weed.
Yeah.
You know, I just never did, you know, and all my buddies who did. But I know a lot of our friends in our 50s, and oh, God bless Mitch Evans. Mitch was a huge Dead fan.
Well, did you
my God, I'm going to see the fat man on Broadway.
I know that's what they call Jerry. You probably saw this when Walton goes to the Celtics.
Yes.
And him and McHale, and I think Danny Ainge.
They took everybody.
And Bird, they go to see the Grateful Dead. And
I think Casey Jones went with him, backstage.
And they go backstage, and Jerry Garcia's like, this is for you, because he loved Bill Walton.
Right.
They got a couch, and they just got a couch literally.
Right on the stage.
Yeah, to get a chance to watch the show.
How cool is that?
So, yeah, Bill, rest in peace. He's one of our faves, man.
No, but again, they've gotten some the reviews, and again, if you're tripping on mushrooms and everything else, and you're at the Sphere, you might need someone to help get you back to your hotel room, because it's a bit trippy.
The graphics alone.
Right. Hey, real quick, a couple guys hit me up today at the gym, because this weekend plans, and they said, hey, man, is that Mission Impossible? He goes, caught the tail end of you and Carl talking about it. You never gave the official review. We always joke around. My old buddy Bo used to say 4 leather helmets. So how many leather helmets, at 5 being perfect, would you give the final installment of Mission Impossible?
Look, I thought they tied it in very nicely. Like I said, I don't want to give it away. Abe and I were talking about this last week, because Abe, he's on top of these movies all the time. He goes like, I'm like, when did you go see it? He's like, last night. There were 3 people there. He watches movies at weird times. Nevertheless, he didn't blow it, and I'm not going to blow it for you guys. I think they tied together. I'm going to give it 4 out of a 5.
Okay.
Because a lot of times, you know what happens in these last movies? They let you down.
Right.
It's this huge buildup, and you're like, all right. And then you leave, and you're like, well, that didn't really make sense. And I know a lot of people are talking about the plot, but again, you have to go back to Dead Reckoning if you miss that. Which leads us into Final Reckoning, which is the final movie.
Okay.
But I loved it, man. Like I said, I thought Cruise was great. The action scenes, there's an emotional tie, I told you, that they play on. And if you're a fan of Mission Impossible, you're going to love it.
Yeah, this is one I tell my wife, I've got to go see. Real quick, you and I were talking. You gave me a reference on this the other day. I binge-watched the other night when the Braves had the rain delay, the American Manhunt, tracking down Bin Laden. Man, is that good. Now, I always struggle, like most Americans. 9/11, I get so freaking angry. I swear, I always have had a time machine. I'll stop them. But I mean, it's if you get through that, it's unbelievable. The minute by minute and the CIA and then tracking down Bin Laden. So if you saw Zero Dark 30, it's even more in depth than
that.
It is.
These are the real dudes.
It's real impressive.
Yeah.
It really is. So that's definitely worth a watch on Netflix over the weekend. So I thought I'd bring that up. Hey, one last sports note, guys. It's Guy Talk. We're live from Twin Peaks. Falcon Report coming up. Report out there, a rumor. Now, it's a report, so we were talking about it because it's been put out there that could Kyle Pitts be on the block before the season even begins? That's coming up here in less than 6 minutes. Oilers fans losing their minds as Captain Connor McDavid touches the Western Conference Finals trophy. Some hockey fans, and especially hockey teams, very superstitious. The only trophy you touch is the Stanley Cup. So you might take a picture with the conference champ. I don't remember how Messier handled this. But anyway, the Oilers fans losing their minds, thinking they're doomed again. A rematch of last year's amazing Stanley Cup final. So you're not supposed to touch it. But he's basically holding the trophy, shaking the hand of the commission or whoever the rep was, and Oilers fans are losing their minds. Silly or much to do about nothing,
look,
or worth getting
upset? No, look, man, look. You want all the luck or whatever you might want to call it, the mojo, however you might want to describe it, on your side. And after last year, they need it. They're a great club, Mike. This is going to be a fun Stanley Cup. If you're not a hockey fan, we say this all the time. At some point, we hope we get hockey back in the A.
Right. So he picks up the trophy. He picks up the trophy, and everybody at Rogers Center, no!
Yeah, screaming at him.
Going bananas.
This is
going
to be a great Stanley Cup Finals, though.
Yeah, man.
But I do like them to win it. I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, by the way, I don't know how they're going to make this ice stay in shape. Rangers-Panthers is going to be down off of Biscayne Boulevard this January 2nd.
Outdoors?
Outdoors for the NHL.
Yeah.
They just got announced. Pretty cool.
They do that. They usually do it up north.
How they keep the ice cold, I'm waiting to see this one. But we'll tell you more about that. We'll get more details. Anyway, that's Guy Talk on a Friday.
All right, man, coming up, stay right there. We will hear from Brian McFadden, who says he would do it. I'm asking you, would you? You can go to our poll question at Dukes and Bell 929 and answer a very simple question, which we'll state for you as we're here at Twin Peaks on a Friday, guys. Kennesaw location, come on out. We'll be here until 6. Also, we'll talk to Grant McCauley as the Red Sox are in town. That's all on the way in the 5 o'clock hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.